Farron Paul puts on his stab vest ahead of another night ridding the British capital of weapons. This is what he's collected in the past 2 weeks. All the blades are illegal to carry, but easy to get hold of online.
We're talking about bone, tissue, nerve damage.
Farron's gained a big following on social media, where teens eager to get rid of their weapons, no questions asked, seek help.
Man's got something I don't want, you get me?
A 17-year-old boy's reached out on Instagram, wanting to hand over a blade. Farron operates in a legal grey zone, not condoned by the police, nor actively discouraged. He knows more than most about what knives can do.
So I stabbed on 2 different occasions, 9 times each occasion. So to me, how can I say, knife crime's personal.
We meet the 17-year-old who's noticeably relieved to be handing over his knife to someone he feels he can trust.
Yeah, brother, give me that, yeah? And brother, listen, I'm going to take care of this. It's going to get disposed of properly.
For me, it was never really a gang thing. It's more personal beef. It's more like little situations with other groups or other people, and they're willing to prove themselves. You don't want to die, innit? Like, really and truly, you don't want to die.
So the teenager who just handed over his knife said something very powerful to us. He said that there are two types of Londoners. There are civilians, like me, and there are young people like him who live in a constant state of war simply because of where they live and, more often than not, the colour of their skin.
Police say children as young as 10 are carrying a deadly arsenal of weapons. The violence fueled by a toxic mix of poverty and online rivalries. And this year, the number of child victims is at its highest since 2008. The year 16-year-old Ben Kinsella was stabbed to death on a London street by a group of teenagers. His family has kept his memory alive through this education centre.
I wished more could be done to stop the situation, to stop these young kids getting involved in knife crime. Successive governments have tried to come up with a quick fix, but they don't work. There needs to be a long-term plan in place, a 5 or 10 year programme, to sort of start and educate people, but keep it going.
The police have responded with a series of surge operations, but the numbers quickly rebound. Several of Britain's police forces admit they're fighting an uphill battle.
We've seen a decade of austerity and cuts to policing, to youth services, to education, and a chronic underinvestment in mental health services, children's services and drug treatment, and that's what's really resulting in the spike. However, we are making really meaningful efforts to rebuild community policing so that we can proactively prevent crime in our communities.
So we're not just simply talking about flick knives or short knives. I mean, that is a sword. Yeah.
We meet up with Farron's friend, Elijah, who's been collecting knives in a different part of the city. It's an unnerving haul of huge blades.
I would say it's like almost like a fashion.
And this is where the weapons end up, handed over a police station counter. This is a fraction of what's confiscated every month. Farron and Elijah say they've barely scratched the surface.
Serious bit of hardware, isn't it?
Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.